There were five classes in there. You wouldn't believe it. There used to be a parting across the middle, didn't there? And the first half you went through, the headmaster was in one corner, and then there was a, we used to call him Taffy, he was a big Welshman. One thing about him, if you weren't taking notice of what he was saying, it didn't matter what he had in his hand, it was a lump of chalk or one of those hard board rubbers, you know. You'd let whang and he always hit you out as well. But if he hadn't anything in his hand, he would slide up behind you and give you such a clout round the ear, you know. It made you don't take notice after that. And there was Ginny Blanchard. I don't know whether her name was Jane or what, but they called her Ginny for her nickname. She was never married. But I never knew where she hailed from. You know up here where Mrs. Garland lives? Well, there used to be some people called Dawson lived in there, and Ginny used to lodge with them. And that's as far as I know about her. As I say, N.G. Collins, he came from Newcastle, and he got the headship at the Arbor School. Well, it was just case to secondary modern then, because as I say, it wasn't named until after the war. He was good, he was fair, but he was strict. You know, he was a good chap.
Why did you go to the Wesleyan School and not
the... I don't know. I don't know. I think it was really my mother's side that was... They were Methodists, you see.
And did you have anything to do with the Anglican school, although you went to the Methodist?
No, not the old one, up here.
Did you play with the other children?
No, they were more or less barred, or we were barred.